Aiming to take power in the Czech Republic, the two-day general election has seen a strong showing by the Together coalition of conservative and Christian Democrat parties. Its leader, Petr Fiala, says the opposition's ready to form the next government.
There will be a meeting with coalition of pirates and Stan within 24 hours, because we promised the people that with this coalition we want and we will bring political change. I'm convinced the outcome of the election is clear. The democratic opposition till now got the majority of seats in the lower house, and the constitution of Czech Republic is clear.
The vote was widely seen as a referendum on Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. And as predicted, it's his centrist ANO or Yes movement that's coming out ahead of any other single party. The country's president has said that is what will determine the mandate to form a new government, meaning 67-year-old Babiš gets to try first.
I've told voters what I can offer them. I'm hardworking, courageous, decisive, and I'll look after Czech interests in Europe.
The opposition blames Babiš for chaotic leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Czech Republic has suffered one of Europe's worst per capita death tolls. The European Union has accused Babiš of a conflict of interest around his former business empire. And recently, he denied reports in the Pandora Papers that he put more than $20 million into shell companies to buy properties in France.
We voted for one of the democratic coalitions. Both my husband and I chose the Per Stan coalition, mainly because they are not the ANO party.
Per Stan is a coalition between Ivan Bartoš and his pirate party, which already controls the capital, Prague, and a grassroots movement of local mayors and independents. Andrej Babiš has accused Per Stan of selling out the country by supporting more European integration and eventual adoption of the euro.
It certainly should not be the pirates and these coalitions, because they are horrible.
The outgoing government's worried some voters by taking on large debts, but it's promised to continue raising public sector wages and pensions. It's not clear whether that's enough for it to hold on to power. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera.